Welcome to Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love. Spoken of by many as one of the greatest living masters of the backflower remedies, he has the oldest ongoing classes with the remedies in the world, 40 years, and has worked with over 100,000 people. He will be showing us how to recognize and heal our shadow side and the emotional baggage we all carry, using the advanced protocols he has developed with the Love Healing System. To learn more, please visit his website at www.drericlove.com for more information. Now, here is our host, Dr. Eric Love.
Hey, God bless us all here. Welcome to Healing the Heart on this beautiful, wind-swept, rain-swept desert afternoon. Thunder, lightning, rain, and high temperatures. God bless you guys. Let's have a prayer to begin our show. Lord, bless our work tonight and connect us with your healing gifts, the secret gifts which you offer to humanity for the healing of their heart and their physical and their emotional. Help us to listen and to learn and to connect with the spirit of your wisdom and your instruction and your guidance, and bless this show and touch our communication tonight. Amen. Disclaimer, for the FDA, this show, nothing you are is meant to treat, to cure, or to diagnose disease. If you have a physical disease, go to a naturopath or a medical doctor or an acupuncturist or chiropractor, somebody who's a licensed primary care physician, to care yourself. I'm the only person who will ever talk to you and tell you that I have harmony in the core. I have peace. I have inner peace. I have peace. How does that do that? That's what I teach in my programs. You can do. You can have peace in mind. Everything begins with peace in mind. Healthy, I'm healthy, have no disease, have no pain. I have no depression, anxiety, fears, come on. Okay. So I'm forgot to get off my cell phone. Sorry about that. Fading out into the ethers. So I'm one of the only people you'll meet who has peace inside, true peace inside. I have no disease, no pain, no depression, no emotional pain, no fears, no anxiety. When these things come up, I get them resolved. I use the technologies that teach to resolve my pain. And I have stillness with him. And the coolest thing is that I have my life work. And if you hang around me, that just might happen to you too. The wild oat is the remedy, the Bach remedy, to find your mission, calling, and purpose in life. Napoleon Hill said that each person has one thing they can do better than anyone else on earth. And for me, it's the Bach flowers. In my program, using the SAF and the Bach, using the protocols that I've developed over 40 years. This is the most effective and deepest inner work on the planet, I personally believe. I think it's the most advanced technologies for healing yourself, self-healing, on the planet Earth. And I'm busy trying to get this information out and teach this. The remedies in my work are the missing part, because you must take care of the emotional spiritual conflict, the emotional component. There's always an emotional part, and everybody's missing it. This would be the karma. The karma is the cause of your suffering, be it physical or emotional suffering. The emotional spiritual conflict is how you read that. That would be in the mind. That would be in your emotions. This work is the answer to all the darkness and the pain on the planet. If you learn it, you'll be able to take no excuse. You'll be able to take care of your own pain. But you gotta want it. It's like going to college. You gotta want it. It's like building a house. You gotta want it. This is the deepest inner work I think you will ever experience. Most people just go for drugs. And in holistic medicine, they just go for the body. Body, mind, spirit, but they focus totally on the body. They don't deal with the emotional part. So they have people who have issues in the emotional component, they have no place to go. They have nobody to help them. You go to a naturopath. The naturopath goes, well, we'll put you on some Prozac. Unless he's trained, how would he know how to help you? You always need to take care of the emotional component. Every doctor needs to do that first, to take care of you and your heart and your issues. What's happening on the planet? There's a cleansing, planetary cleansing. Cleansing out all the darkness from the systems, all the negative from the system. So rather than cleanse, the systems are holding on tight, so you're finding system collapses. Collapse of the monetary system, collapse of the educational system, collapse of the marriage system, collapse of the family system, as the darkness is being cleansed out of all these systems. The true cleansing, deepest cleansing, is for you to cleanse your own dark side, your own shadow side that's coming up, to clear out the darkness within you, your inner chaos and the massive demons that you carry within. That's the most important cleansing. To integrate your dark side, to resolve it and bring it into your life, to integrate it so that it is a balanced, harmonious part of your life. We're going through the center of the galaxy, which we'll talk about in another show. Everything is just going to get worse, but you've got to hold your mind away from the doom and gloom. No doom and gloom. We must stay positive. And if you're having trouble staying positive, that's what the Bach flowers are for. We've got remedies for depression, remedies for anxiety, and remedies for worry and fear. And we're moving, if you're having trouble going to going negative, because we must stay positive to get through this, read this book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, by Dr. Joseph Murphy. It's the first book I have all my students read. Doctor, 10 minutes a day, that's all. Dr. Murphy will help you to move back being positive again. Einstein talked about the fourth dimension. You know, we live in a three-dimensional world, but there's three dimensions. The photograph is two dimensions. The world we live in is three dimensions. Einstein talked about a fourth dimension. We're moving, the whole planet is moving into the fourth dimension. That's where there's magic. That's where there's healing. That's where you can talk to animals. She'll talk back. I taught my friend Ella to talk to animals. And it was amazing to watch her talk to the snakes and all the different animals. And then she started talking to the trees. And the trees would give her messages and talk to her. And then she started telling me about talking to the trees. This is a magical world of the fourth dimension. Morbid, black and white, got to be on time, you got to keep your bathroom, kitchen clean, morbid world that everybody lives in. Oh, and we're not making enough money, and you're definitely not happy. You just feel like you want to die. No, we're moving into a dimension of happiness and joy, this fourth dimension, where it's easy to become enlightened, it's easy to become psychic. Easy to become, all those fourth-dimensional things. Now, I want to talk about something real important. Let me read a poem for you here first. Give to you. Giving, giving, always giving. Always busy doing. There is no time for me. And who will handle me? Who will come to make my life work out? And who will come to heal me in the night? Only me. Only I can heal myself. Only I can fix the broken sandstones of the child within myself. And all the trauma and the upsets and the patterns and the hidden shadows of my heart. And who can comfort me? Would it be you or someone else? Or maybe it would be myself to comfort me. Maybe I'm the only one to love and care for me, to comfort and to nurture me for who I really am. Maybe I should learn to love myself, learn to nurture and uplift and comfort me. And what I carry deep within, and all the toxic masses and the heavy weight of darkness that I juggle in my inner self. Below the sands of desert stillness, within the tombs of ancient pharaohs, in the center of my core, in the DNA of ancient mysteries, in the heart, the ancient temple of my core. Okay. We've been talking about, and we're going to keep talking about, a very important subject called how to love yourself. How to love yourself. And get a piece of paper and a pen to write some of these things down. This is really deep, very valuable information. The first thing about loving yourself, well, first of all, everybody says they love themselves. Very few people really love their own self. The first thing about loving yourself is to resolve your blocks. Because these blocks are the blocks that keep you from being at peace and happy and balanced and harmony in the core, on the inner self, inside yourself. Now, to do this, to remove your blocks, you need very advanced technologies which are capable of stimulating you to do that. Dr. Friend said the action of the remedies is to stimulate and catalyze you to go ahead and work through certain issues you need to work through in your inner self. That's the way she described the black flowers. Using the protocols that I teach, using the SAF, these advanced technologies do help you resolve your blocks, if you're ready and if you want it. Now, Mihai, one of my students in Berlin, told me last week, no one can do your spiritual homework. You must do it for yourself. No one can do your spiritual homework. You must do it for your own self. Everybody just wants to take pills, so give me some Prozac. Oh, you got to work on your own crap. You got to heal your own crap, your own pain, your own junk. You got to find out what your stuff, your baggage, and your garbage really is about. Nobody can love you and fill up the empty spaces in your heart. You must learn to love yourself. No one can love you like you can love yourself. We're all looking for someone else to love us, but we're not taught in our culture to love ourselves. And to be whole, you must first learn to love yourself. In our culture, we're taught how to obey, because culture wants to use us. We're taught how not to love ourselves. They don't want you to love yourself. We're taught never to be alone with ourselves. We're always supposed to be with somebody else. We're taught how we can torment other people and bully other people, get on, dominate. And if you need energy, just suck energy from the people you dominate. Take everybody else's power. That's what we're taught. Compete. Suck other people's energy. Defeat them. You get on top, they go on the bottom. That's what we're taught. We're not taught how to love ourselves, and we're not taught how to love other people. And the saddest thing, we're taught to be a work slave, where we work, work, work for the corporation, for someone else. We're not taught to love and support one another, but, as I said, to compete. And we're not taught to support ourselves. We're taught to escape. Here, just take some Ritalin. Here, just take some Prozac. Here, just become a sex addict, TV addict, gambling addict, alcohol addict. They don't care. As long as you escape, then come back to work in the morning and work for the corporation, for Walmart. We're taught to be consumers. We're taught not to make waves, to stand in the lunch line, keep our mouth shut. And the saddest thing is that we're taught to hate ourselves. My breasts are too small. My nose is too long. And you've heard about the runway models who are skinny as a rail, and they feel like too fat. We're not taught how to love ourselves. We have self-loathing. Our whole country is filled with self-loathing. This is what our culture wants. Because then, when you hate yourself, you're not going to think for yourself. You're not going to love yourself. You're not going to take care of yourself. The man who was in charge of Auschwitz talked about, before they finally hung him, talked about how they kept order there. They had grass, beautiful grass. They had an orchestra playing. And the people would get off the trains and then shuffle them down in front of Dr. Mengele and then down to the gas chambers. And they just kept walking. They just kept their mouth shut. Occasionally, a woman would fire up and start yelling and screaming and cussing at the guards along the way. And they'd have to take and beat her with the whip. But mainly, everybody just complied and went on in. And they didn't discover that, you know, what was going on until no water came out. God bless them. They don't want you to, so they want you to obey. They don't want you to think for yourself. They don't want you to be yourself. They don't want you to be in your power. Not to make waves. Accept what you are told and to conform. Seek approval from who is in charge. Now, first, we need to learn how to love ourselves. And somebody else can love you if you can love yourself. I had a friend who does a church up in Montana, and 2,000 members and plus. And she went around to all married couples. Hardly any of them were sleeping in the same bed. They had separate bedrooms. Before you get married, before you get a girlfriend or a boyfriend, you need to learn to be with yourself. Love yourself. How do you love yourself? You need to give yourself time to come back into balance from all the traumas of your life. You need to give yourself time so you can come back into peace and refresh yourself, relax yourself. Rejuvenate yourself, restore yourself, become whole again, even on a weekly basis, and come back into your power. And then you need to resolve your issues and your baggage and your garbage and your stunk and the rancid places in yourself. Find some peace. On a weekly basis, Gandhi wouldn't talk to anybody. Personally, I take 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. I don't talk to anybody. It's time for me to come back into balance with myself. Do my SAF, do my Bach flowers, take a walk, make my juice. I get to have a life. How do you love yourself? Now write this down. This is really important. You need to learn to nurture, comfort, and uplift yourself. Nurture, comfort, and uplift. But we're going to talk about this as I read this next point. What is it teaching you, this thing you're going through, childless pain and suffering? What is it teaching you, this thing you're going through? What exactly are you learning from your experience, and from your eyes, your feelings, and the softened beating of your heart? Suffering is your teacher and your friend. Suffering comes like a shaman speaking softly to your heart, around the campfire of a mountain dream, with his rattle, his drum, his ancient song, some secret lesson you must learn. How softly does he sing into your bloodstream and your heart? Or do you close your mind, refuse to learn, go numb into a zombie in the mountain life? Clamp down your eyes. Refuse to hear. Refuse the meaning of this gift. Refuse to learn and grow and change into another kind, another person in the mountain life. All this to learn from your experience. Change out from all your suffering in the darkness and the night. A heart closed into stone. Everything's a head game. Everyone's an enemy. With you must fight. Nowhere to find love. Embrace deep meaning. Have some joy and peace and find some comfort for the burning of your soul. Upon a vicious sea of life. Upon a nighttime filled with stalking creatures of a mountainside. What have you come to learn? This journey would be teaching you, helping you to grow, to change into another kind, to deepen and to open up your heart. But do you listen? Do you stop, relax, and hear upon the footsteps of the mountainside? The shaman beats his drum against the night. The stillness of the forest, the silence in the wind, speaking whispers to your heart. Do you ever stop and listen? Do you ever open up your heart to hear? Well, that was deep. Okay. Nurture comfort and uplift yourself. Let's talk about that. Nurture, number one. This is how you love yourself. Bring back yourself into balance. Nurture yourself. Learn to bring yourself back into balance. Most people, I have peace inside. Everybody's running around, got no peace inside. Everybody's running around pulling out the hair. We need some time. You need a way to bring yourself back into balance. Don't take drugs. Bring yourself back into balance. Do your processing and resolve your baggage, your issues, your upset, and your confusion and hurt. You need to learn how to set up a healing process and go into that healing process. Whatever you do, however you do it, to move to the issues and the baggage and the garbage of your life. I teach the Bach using advanced protocols, and I teach the SAS, which gives you the most advanced technologies on earth to return everything back to balance again. But you have to want it. You need to heal your old records. The records that you carry, the burdens that are on your shoulders, the burdens in your heart, the burdens in your mind. Where we have checked out from our emotional feelings. Most people are emotionally numb. You get angry, or you can cry. We have a few dimensions you can do. But you can't resist. Nobody ever gets after money. Nobody's teaching you how to heal your own self. You learn how to heal your own self. They can't make money out of you anymore. So to heal your own traumas, you need a strong enough technology to trigger you to do that. And you need to heal your character defects, like your pride and your hate. And you need to heal your hate. Absolutely guarantee you. You need to get all the hate out of your inner core. It's going to eat you up. All the unresolved crap. You need to be free of that. And you're talking to a guy. You're listening to a guy who has done that. I don't carry that stuff. It's my claim to fame. That's what I teach you how to do. Understand you need to set up a healing process to be able to do this purging inside yourself. And you need to understand processing, how processing works. Let's read another poem. So that's nurture. Nurture, comfort, and uplift yourself. My problem's deep, my heart disturbed and restless in the desert night. This pain of heart, this rainstorm of the soul. Who could ever comfort me? Who could heal me of these ancient wounds? Oh, love. Oh, warmth and understanding flowing from my soul. I cannot answer me, but God can speak the answers to my heart. And he can hold me in his arms and speak the breath of healing to my soul. This ancient burden, my darkness. In my mind. Let me do one more poem here. Heat. Across the desert and the landscape of your heart. When will you truly understand yourself? When will you come into your power and know the lesson and the secrets of who you really are? Desert, softly spoken, across the heat of night, driving you to go within yourself again and find your strength. Search out the answers and the wisdom of your life and rearrange the way you think, the way you breathe, the way you feel. Heat between the air and ground and sky, across the bloodstream and the heartbeats spoken softly in the desert night. When will you brace your strength again and seek the harmony of life and breath and everything and all that walks and feels within the movement of your heart? The heat upon the desert, forcing one to stop and go within, and feel the marvel of the breath and life that moves as ancient wonders in the heat and silence with the timeless secrets of the desert night. How do you love yourself? One more thing about nurture. To nurture yourself, you want to resolve the riddle of internal versus external. going external. Well, let's run here. Well, let's go visit these people. Oh, we got to go over here and do this. It's external, external, external. To heal yourself, you got to stop and reverse it and go over to the internal. That's why Richard Gere, when he's done with the movie in the United States, he goes over and sits with the Dalai Lama in Nepal. And it's still for about 6 months. Internal. You'll never be able to have peace inside unless you open up the doorway and resolve the issues of the internal. Because peace is an internal thing, not an external thing. You can't have enough money and then you have peace. It's an internal thing. So, nurture, comfort, and uplift yourself. You know what? We're going to talk about comfort next week. We're going to talk about uplift yourself next week. Let me hit one more poem, and then we're going to go into some remedies. Rain against oceans moving up against the cliffs below. If you could only feel the deep emotions of your heart. Thunder bolts against the trees upon the cliffs, striking to the forests of your heart. If you could only feel and find the peace inside your breath, the rest, the stillness of the night. If you could only be the person you were meant to be, live your truth and speak and breathe your truth. Break the stone upon your heart and let yourself begin to really feel and let yourself be free. That is cool, Paul. I want to review all of the fear remedies here really quickly. Then I want to go into the exhaustion remedies. Fear is one of the big things, is the biggest thing going on these days. Everybody's just loaded with fear. And they like you in fear, because when you're in fear, you can be easily manipulated. So I went to give a treatment to a gentleman, and he and his wife told me that they picked up a stray cat, but the cat's always underneath the bed. Do I have any remedies to get the cat? And I said, well, because the cat never comes out from underneath the bed except at night to eat. So the cat's just got so much fear from whatever she went through with her little inner kitty from before they got her. So I made up Aspen, which is for vague unknown fears, and Mimulus, which is for known fears, Rock Rose, which is for terror and panic. Made a bunch of different remedies. I said, just put this in the cat water. Came back the next month, and they told me, yeah, you know, the cat is coming out and letting us pet him. And he's coming up and stay underneath the bed all the time. Not that cool or what? I had a young lady, we did a bunch of inner processing. She vomited all the time. She was a teacher all day long, vomiting, diarrhea. Been going on a couple of years, and they wanted to put in an artificial colon. But she wanted to do natural healing, and we got talking, and we started working together, and I used the remedies. We used SAF. I helped her to process the issues that were causing it. She was just dominated and controlled by everybody. Everybody was sucking her energy, taking her power. As she worked through all that, the whole thing went away. But she had a dog. And then there was another dog that's real big. and was an alpha dog, meanest dog. And I said, well, let's give this dog some remedies. When she and I were done working together, this dog, who was the meanest dog you ever seen, was so chilled out, people didn't even think it was the same dog. But she called me up one day and said, the little dog, his whole back legs don't work anymore. And she drags herself around the house with her front legs, but the back legs are just totally numb. She said, well, I don't have the money to take the dog to the vet. And I said, well, look, you know what, come over, we're going to do SAF, do your remedies. We'll see if we can work up some remedies for the dog. So I knew what was going on. She was dominated and controlled by that alpha dog. So I gave remedies for shielding and protection. And I gave her remedies for fear, too, because she was scared of the big dog. I was scared of the big dog. She called me in a week and told me the dog's back legs were working again. Now, is that cool or what? God has given us in this age, this dark age we're coming out of, disease, pain, emotional pain. It's a wake-up call that there's something we need to resolve. The dog needed to resolve on the inner self, inside herself, the boundaries that she had from having her energy sucked and power taken away by the alpha dog. And needed to resolve her fear. God bless. Minimalist is for worldly fear. If you can name what you're afraid of, probably minimalist. Fear of dark. Fear of poverty. Worry about money. I gave that to a brother, to a student in South Africa, who had great care about money, great worry about money. And over the last month, he's told me he just doesn't worry about money anymore. In the inside of himself, he processed the issue and worked it through. Didn't worry about money anymore. Worried about illness. I don't know if you ever heard about the women who had their breasts cut off, both breasts, because they say, well, my mother, my grandmother, they died of breast cancer. Might as well just remove my breast so I won't get the breast cancer. Fear of disease. Because you remove your breasts, if it's your karma to get some, you get something else. Cancer will come somewhere else. These things don't happen by accident. All suffering, all disease, all pain comes following the law of cause and effect. This is a just law. As you sow, so shall you reap. Comes in from past lives, the karma that causes physical. Our job is to find out what God is trying to teach us. What's the lesson here? What are we supposed to learn? Some inner work that we need to do. If you've got the inner closed up and you're all external all the time, that's not going to work. You're not going to be able to learn anything. You'd be just a walking zombie going around popping more pills, drinking alcohol at night just to get by, learning nothing. The second fear remedy, so if it's a worldly fear, you can say what it is. Fear of snakes, fear of the dark. I had there's snakes all around here. But they leave me alone. I talk to them. I love them. I know their language. I talk to them. Sometimes they come around. I've had shows where the rattlesnakes came and crawled up beside me, not more than 10 feet away, and just stayed there the whole show and gave me power. It's really cool. I have no fear of the snakes. They love me, and I love them too. But I understand. See, I used to have terrible fear of snakes, and I took mesopamina, but it takes some minerals. So then it picks up a Forest Service brochure. This is like in, maybe like 81. And it said, if you step over a lawn, be sure to look on the other side. You might step on a snake. It might bite you. If you walk around a stone, be sure to look on the other side. See if there's a snake there. I used to walk so fast in the wilderness. I never looked where I was going. That's why I had the fear of snakes. So I slowed down. I started looking where I was going. I even hung out with a medicine man who taught me about snakes, how to communicate with them, and what their purpose is in the spectrum of life. The snakes around here, they're my friends. They look out for me. They love me, and I love them. Animals can feel if you have love. So the minimus is to help you to process, trigger you to process the issues on the inside of yourself that are causing you to have everyday fears. Jim Blackman is a medical doctor in Los Angeles, Cedars-Sinai. I used to teach classes there in his office, God bless him. Called the minimus, he called it everyday fears. He worked on movie stars and gay people, background. Cool guy, cool dude. I'm going to call him, see if he wants to come on the show sometime. Talk about the Bach files. Cool guy. You couldn't ask for a cooler guy. And he gave Bach flowers to his patients, the ones who wanted. Aspen is your second flower essence. Aspen is for unknown fear. You're just scared. Maybe you got terror. You don't know where it's coming from. Spooky. But fear, sometimes even terror, from unknown reason. Walk out in the wilderness. In Montana, a guide there told me, he said, if you're walking in Montana on a trail, there's always a cat, a lion, a mountain lion, always following you. You'll never see him. I felt that up in Flagstaff. I felt that many times in the wilderness. Spooky. Some people have fear going out of the house. Some people are talking, they just have fear come over them. They have a word for it. They call it panic attacks. You just panic. You don't know where it's coming from. Aspen is a relief for that. Does a real good job to help you process on your inner self to heal that fear. You got nuts. If you know what your fear is, minimize. If it's unknown, spooky fear, terror, fear, no cause, aspirin. Now, there's three other remedies I'm going to go over. One is rock rose. It's just terror. It's like minimize on steroids. The plane is coming down. Oh, my God, we're going to crash. And you go into terror. An emotion like that's going to tear you to pieces carrying that every day. But some people have it. I've had it before. Thank God for the rock rose. Big fears. I said, do you have big fears? If you got real big, big fear, it's going to throw in some rock rose. Then we got cherry plum. Cherry plum is for feeling like you're losing it. Your mind. Feel like you're going out of your mind. Let me turn over to cherry plum in my book. If you want a copy of this book, you can call me. It's an ebook, DrEricLove.com, medicinewin.11@gmail.com, 406-585-0774. My two books, The Art of Healing, Physician Heal Myself, which are the backbone textbooks for my 1-year certification program. And you can get those from me as ebooks by calling me, writing me, and they're $35 for both of them. Okay, looking for cherry plum. Fear of the mind giving way under great strain. Fear of insanity. So this is one of the remedies you use when you have insanity. You feel like you're losing it. Feel like you're going out of your mind, losing your mind. feel like you're losing sanity. This is one of the remedies for suicide, feeling suicidal. You just feel like you're losing your mind. It's a mood. It's an emotional state. It comes from the interactions you've had with people, the traumas that you're carrying in your life. Fear of losing sanity, loss of mental control, emotional control. The way that I test this remedy, I say, you feel like you're losing your mind, you feel like you're going out of your mind, and if a person feels that, then they're, definitely do. This is also in the rescue remedy, which we'll talk about at a later show. Tormented by fear of losing control, nervous breakdown or collapse. So this is for nervous breakdown. Obsessions. She felt she was constantly on the edge, on the verge of a nervous breakdown. I don't know how long I can take this anymore. Delusions and dreaded thoughts. The mind just taking off and doing its own thing. Hard to keep it under control. Desperation. A desperate sense of urgency. If I don't hear from them soon, I don't know what I'll do. Fear of doing some terrible or dreaded thing to other people, or to other people's property, or to one's own self. This would be hurting yourself, cutting yourself, killing yourself. This is where you're losing. Well, you know, and you've got such trauma, and you've got such upset and stuff. And you move into the cherry plum emotional state. It's in the rescue remedy. You just grab some rescue remedy and take it. Calm everything down. A desperate state of mind. Suicidal, and you've got about six remedies that are suicidal, that work for suicide. They can be talkative. And they can have tension from all the fear that they carry. This is a fear remedy. Violent temperament through fear, uncontrolled anger. They just lose it. I got a friend, he's an alcoholic, and I've seen him lose it. He drinks alcohol, he gets himself all screwed up. And then he loses it and gets all angry. That's cherry plum. And even though I gave him rescue, but he doesn't take it. Alcohol is the external path. Healing is a drug-free path, which is internal. You can't get internal through drugs. You have to let go of drugs and become drug-free to do the healing. And the Bach will help you with that. God will bless you. Bach wrote, "For those who are sick, peace of mind and harmony with the soul is the greatest aid to recovery." Peace of mind and harmony with the soul. Let me tell you about my course. And then we're going to have to stop here in about 5 minutes. Next week, we're going to take up Red Chestnut, which is the last of the remedies of the fear group. Red Chestnut is for worry about the health, welfare, safety of other people, of the people that you love. Those are the five fear remedies. With those, through God's grace, God sent those to us and helped Dr. Bach to go and find these remedies because God knew we would need these flower essences during these end times while we're going through the Galactic Center, 2013, all the way, 12, 13, all the way up to 21, be over about 21, 22, 23, all this stuff. The purging will be complete. We'll move into the Age of Enlightenment. Kalishwar, an Indian spiritual teacher, said that we're going to move into the Age of Enlightenment and move out of the Age of Darkness. But he said, two-thirds of the people, three-quarters of the people in the world would pass away during this time. And God's been telling me since 1968 it would be around two-thirds. But don't get into gloom and doom. The whole purpose for all this transition is that we go back to God and discover God within ourselves, our spiritual self within ourselves. That's the purpose of all these changes. It's to teach us lessons. It's to help us revolve our dark side. But it's to help us connect with the God self within, which is the true purpose and meaning of life. Self-realization. And God-realization. You move toward that, you got it made. Whether you're rich or poor, married or single, fat, ugly, or diseased, it doesn't matter. You've got to gain one if you're moving toward self-realization and God-realization. And that's between you and God, not between you and me. If you want to know about the self-realization, call God up on the telephone. Yogi Bhajan says, send him a fax, send him a wire, send him a telegram. Get in touch with him and ask him to come to you. You call God on the phone and ask him to come to you, he'll come down 100 steps more. Touch me on that. That's the meaning and purpose of life. That's the meaning of all this in times. That's the secret meaning behind all this. My course, a one-year certification program, you can study with me longer if you need. We give a certified homeopath. We give a homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals. We get certified nutrition consultant, certified herbalist. I sit beside you for about a year. We talk by phone each week. And I take you into the inner self. I show you how to go into your inner self and to see the actual gateways that you must go through for the healing process to happen. Most people, they're invisible. Most people don't know about them. That's what I teach you how to do. Learn the Bach flowers. Learn them really good. But I teach you how to go into the inner self and to go through the doorways of the healing process so that you can set up a healing process in yourself and other people and process through the issues and the baggage and the garbage and the junk and the stuff and the crap and the emotional and spiritual conflict that you have. Being talking each week, and I help you understand the program that way. We give certified herbalist. We give certified nutrition consultant. I'll teach you Dr. Lorraine Day's wonderful program for you. And I teach you the wonderful alignment technique. Within about 3 months, 4 months, you should be able to start working with other people, giving other people remedies. By the end of the course, you'll have more people that you're giving remedies to and you can shake a stick at. People are going to be getting healed all over the place. The coolest thing that I teach you is how to heal yourself. How to do your own self-healing on your inner self. And we give the certified homeopath from the Academy of Healing. Very proud of that. And you'll be very happy to learn what I have to teach you. Those of you that are interested, and also those of you who would like private sessions, private readings, you can call me. I'll help you with that. My phone number is 406-585-0774. DrEricLove.com. medicinewind.11@gmail.com. And all that information is on the website there at wonderful BBS Radio. Don Newsom, who is right behind my voice, being my wonderful engineer for the day and every day. So God bless us all here. And come and join us next week. with healing the heart. And God bless you. May you find the peace and the joy and the love it's always waiting for inside your heart.
Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love can be heard every Sunday night here on the BBS Radio Network at 6 p.m. PST and 9 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Please visit his website at www.drericlove.com or call him at 406-585-0774. Thank you for listening.